From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says Iraqi and Kurdish forces are, in his words, ahead of schedule so far.
But this is obviously an important part of this broader effort to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. It's an indication that that effort is moving forward, but there's still a lot of important work to be done before that goal will be realized.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Turkey would like to be involved in the operation, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
As the military offensive to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants began, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal salvo against Baghdad, demanding a role in the offensive.
Ne diyorlar? Türkiye Musul'a girmesin.
He said why Turkey should not enter Mosul. Turkey, he said, has a 350-kilometer border with Iraq, but others who have nothing to do with the region are entering the city. Baghdad has ruled out any Turkish role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th. This is VOA News.